Lesson 6.3, page 46. Exercises 1A and 1B.
I'm your host, Matthew Long, and today we're talking about the maker movement. My guest today is Lila Marcus, jewelry designer and ceramics artist. Welcome to the show, Lila.
Thanks, Matthew. I'm glad to be here.
So, Lila, what exactly is the maker movement?
Well, first, let's talk about what a maker is. A maker is simply someone who makes things. A maker can make clothes, furniture, jewelry, even clothes for your pets. Makers can make anything, really. What makers have in common is that they create handmade goods. Of course, makers use tools, but it's their craft and the time they take to produce things that are significant.
I see. And is there really a movement toward handmade crafts?
Yes, there is. The movement has actually been going on for a few years now. It wasn't immediately obvious that so many people were interested in making things, but now you can see it on social media and all over the internet. People post images of things they've made, and there are countless DIY websites that teach you how to make things yourself. More and more people are learning how to make things instead of buying them. Some of these people are even starting their own small businesses to sell the things that they create, and they're surprisingly successful.
Why do you think it's such a growing movement?
Well, in my opinion, it's a reaction to the past few decades during which people sort of forgot how to make things. Everyone got so busy that they didn't have time to learn how to sew their own clothes, fix their own cars, or even roast a chicken. In the good old days, people did know how to do all of those things. If my grandmother needed a new dress, for example, she simply made one.
That's exactly right. My grandparents could do all sorts of things that I can't do.
So now, people are slowing down and relearning all of those skills. A friend of mine is totally obsessed with making things. She makes all her own clothes now and has even learned how to make shoes.
Wow, that's impressive.